Talk to us, Payman, a little bit about just overall income tax fraud in America.
Well, bottom line is the people of the 50 states do not have to legally pay federal income taxes. We've been deceived to pay taxes that we don't owe. And so this has been going on for over 100 years, and we were just naive people. We thought the government of America is government of the people, by the people, for we the people. And it has not been that way for over 100 years. Now they're showing their ugly face of the corrupt deep state, the FBI, the Department of Injustice, CIA, all these crooks. And IRS is a partner with them, bringing money to these criminals who are enemies of the American people, you, right now. They want to put you under the thumb and control you like a slave and kill you if they want to. So I'm exposing the fact that, according to law, as found on U.S. government's official legal websites, here's the Internal Revenue Code. This is the Bible of the IRS. This is what they go by. In this book, if you read the definitions, it shows you that they knew that per the Constitution, they could not tax the people of the 50 states. Income taxes, payroll, corporate taxes. But they used our naivete and our patriotism against us since 1913 and fund and build this empire of lies and corruption which the U.S. government has become. And now my goal is to help American people defund that, have more money for you and your family, and you could use some of that funds to restore freedom as well.
And we talked about this before the show. You know, they come to us as a source to fund their inability to run a business and for them to launder the money to their pockets. I mean, it's so evident now that we are the source of their ineptness.
They do it all with our money. Let's see, the Ukraine war, the Trump-Russia conspiracy, FBI, January 6th demonstrators objecting to the fraud of election. They're sitting in these political gulags in D.C. with our money. We're paying the DOJ to put innocent Americans who are wonderful people for freedom to standing up in prison. And some of them are in prison for over 1,000 days with no trial, all with our money. And they're going after Donald Trump as an example that, look, if you can get him, a billionaire, a former president, you are nobody. We can get any of you, shut up and do as we tell you, slave. That's what they're about. And I'm about to defund these criminals.
We saw that during COVID. You know, people just, you know, lined up to put on the mask. They lined up to get vaccinated. They did everything they were told, primarily, you know, persuasion through the media. And there was when I was doing some research on you, Payman, I think it said something like, you know, there's laws and regulations showing that, you know, we really aren't required to file or pay taxes, but it's been so much of media deception for so many years that people just think it's a requirement. And whatever they hear on the media, they take as gospel. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Now, we got to pay property tax and sales tax, these county and state taxes we do have to pay, but not the federal income, payroll, and corporate taxes.
Well, and now that you mentioned that, I was doing some show prep today, and I was just talking to Randy a little bit about this, but I said, you know, we have to pay sales tax, Social Security tax, real estate tax, personal property tax.
You don't have to pay. Social Security, you don't have to pay at all. That's payroll taxes. Well, you don't pay. That's legally not required to pay by you.
And then state income tax, federal income tax, gas tax, utility tax, capital gains tax, inheritance tax, on and on and on. And if people were to really, you know, sit down at the end of the year and pencil out what they're paying annually just in tax, whether it's sales tax on food, taxes on your utility bills, your cell phone bills, and all your payroll tax, your Social Security, I think people would be absolutely astounded, irate, angry, and ready to just blow the lid off this whole thing. But I think they keep us so fat, lazy, and comfortable that we don't even think about it. We just, you know, where we live in Missouri. We live in outside of Kansas City. And the personal property taxes this year, Randy, I mean, I know we've talked about this. they just went through the roof. I mean, some people had 20, 30, 40% increases just on personal property and real estate tax, primarily real estate tax. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's my question is, Paymon, is where does it ever stop?
It's going to stop with him.
Well, I do not oppose the sales and property taxes because that's what pays for our schools and roads, although I'm opposed to the government schools also, but for the court system, the police to protect us, you know, those the roads, all those fundamental needs of security provided is by our state taxes like sales and property tax. Even though they're too much, because we have this communist school system that's funded by that also. I'm against that system. But still, the biggest tax that most Americans knows and feels is income taxes, followed by payroll taxes like Social Security taxes, and then corporate taxes. You know, and so if you just stop paying all that, 90%+ of the federal government will be smaller, and they do not have the money to do all this corruption and criminality they're doing, funding wars all over the world, and ignore and open and letting our borders be open like this. Bring the troops home, protect our border. What do you care about Ukraine when our borders are open?
Well, we know that's intentional.
Well, and I saw today, Biden just gave, he had the little elf sitting next to him in the White House by the fireplace from Ukraine, and his, you know, Zelensky the elf, he just gave him $200 million more today. Just. You know, they needed to, you know, fund that nonsense just for a little bit longer. And I'm like, this is craziness, absolutely craziness. Paymon, tell us real quick. I knew someone, a distant family member, relative, who very, very intelligent person, very, very smart person. And it wasn't till later on in life, he was still alive, but we learned that, you know, he wasn't paying or hadn't paid Social Security tax. He hadn't paid into the system, hadn't paid income tax, hadn't done anything. Yet I think he was benefiting off of some of the government-provided systems, whether it was, you know, health care or you know, different things like that. But we all thought he was crazy. Our whole family thought, this guy's nuts, you're a criminal. And now we look back and we have these conversations, you know, among some of our family members and distant cousins. We're like, he's the smartest person that we know. I mean, if other people would do what he did, it would change the whole landscape of this country. But he was way ahead of his time. And, you know, we thought he was nuts, but now we think he's a hero. He's no longer here, but he was a hero to me. So.
Well, the fact is, there is over 70 million Americans, according to IRS Daryl, who do not file income tax returns. 80 million. That's not my number. That's IRS's best estimates. So all we got to do is just increase that number and stop sending money to them voluntarily. Stop withholding on our paycheck, which at Freedom Law School's website, it's available for free at freedomlawschool.org. They can do it on their own. Then this monster will not have all this money to throw our money around to the criminality and corruption. Because we've been doing it voluntarily. We've been deceived to voluntarily pay the IRS, believing there is a law that requires us to file income tax when there's no law requires us to file income tax. Well, I can show you if you want me to.
I want you to show our viewers and explain to our viewers that, Paymon, because people are going to be like, I don't know. I think this guy's crazy. You know, he's from Florida and he talks with a Southern accent. And I don't know about this guy. So tell us, show our viewers, because we're in the show me state of Missouri. So you have to show me. You have to show us exactly. Give us some documentation here. Where does it say that, hey, it's not required?
Well, here it is. Here you see on my screen right now. Here it is. On the top of this page, you see a 1040 U.S. individual income tax return for your 2022. And everybody thinks, oh, that's me. I am a U.S. citizen of the 50 states. Therefore, I am a U.S. individual. This is my tax return. That's where the deception starts, because this U.S. individual is not a 50 states individual like you and me, but is a District of Columbia individual, and I will show that to you, okay? Bottom line is you were deceived into reporting and paying income tax. You never owed in the first place. And the deception lies in certain key terms defined differently than your common dictionary. Now, all these key terms are defined in official U.S. government websites. uscode.house.gov is where I go for all this. And you see it right here. This is from Title 26 of the United States Code or the Internal Revenue Code, the book you just saw me, Section 7701 definitions. And they say that when used in this title, which is Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. Here they define terms like state and United States. And look at this strange definitions. That the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, which is not even a state.
Mm-mm.
And the United States, when used in a geographical sense, what land mass it covers, what we want to know is only includes the states, which now is shown to be only the District of Columbia and the District of Columbia again. Now, let me ask you guys, you see Missouri, California, Florida, any of the 50 states listed in definition of state or United States anywhere in here?
No.
I don't see it either. But they do mention the seat of the federal government, the District of Columbia, which is not even a state. But you see, these definitions are key, okay? Because again, now you see the term United States only means D.C. plus D.C., which adds up to D.C. So now whenever we see the word D.C., we got to use the word United States, we got to put D.C. So let me ask you guys, Randy, Darrell, is any of you, either one of you, involved in the trader business, like as a broadcaster?
Well, I would say this is considered a business, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to my screen. I'll show you, according to the tax laws, you are not involved in a trader business. Because according to tax laws, trader business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Look at that.
Hmm.
So a federal judge, a congressman, FBI agent, these people, by law, are involved in a business and trade, which is ridiculous. How could a judge or government agent be in a business to make money or trade?
They do.
But you see, that would be bribery, that kickback, illegal. But you see, this is shows you how deliberately they use these terms to make you believe, oh, that covers my business. I got to pay income tax on my business when you never have a business or trade as defined in the law.
You can find the full episode on rumble.com at our Patriots with Grit channel.